All right. Welcome to 2021, bitches.
Yay!
Bubs and Manarchy.
Oh, thank Christ. Oh,
get me out of that 2020 shit.
Yeah.
How's it working out so far?
Pretty damn good.
All right. Good.
My hair still looks good, so yeah. That's good. All right. I got that going for me.
Yeah, it started much the same as last year. So,
well, yeah, you're right about that. But
so, people, we are the Bums of Manarchy. This is our first live podcast record from the new year. Mm. So it's been a couple of weeks since we've launched our inaugural and our first four episodes. So
yeah.
Excited to be here.
We needed a break though. We worked our ass off during the holidays.
Yeah. But thanks to all those that have downloaded. And got on board with our nonsense.
Yeah, it's just we laugh about it because we're literally that stupid that we were surprised that we got more than 10 downloads.
And they weren't all family members either, you know?
In fact, I don't want my family listening to this, just in case I slip up and start bashing them.
And just a gentle reminder to that point that we are an adult program, so you might hear a couple bucks and shit. So.
You will never hear me swear. Wait, no, I can't go that far.
Well, hold on.
Didn't I have an episode where I did like, fuck my car?
So you have a reputation for working blue, Patty. So it's like Red Fox Live at the Sands.
Oh, outstanding, outstanding. Red Fox, funny as fuck. Funny as can be.
Well, welcome to episode 5.
Yes,
5. Wow. This is the year in review episode. It's obligatory. We had already the bums. Pre-agreed to this, and we're gonna get you through it.
Yeah,
we're gonna turn a page after it.
We got some things to talk about. 2020, it was good. It was mostly bleh.
Yeah,
and glad it's over.
It was a rough one.
Yeah, it was, but whatever. Everyone has a fucking cross to bear. This was ours.
But we started a podcast.
It's true.
And now we're in 2021, and we're looking to grow, and we're looking to be really damn good. I don't know how that we're going to do that, but we're looking to be doing good. I don't know.
It's an evolutionary process.
We're already better than 10, so that, in my book, is good.
Okay.
All right, let's pivot for a second, if we could.
Ooh.
Is no good year in review show, you know, couldn't live without, let's call it, is notable deaths.
You know, I think a lot of times people end with that.
Yeah.
But I think there were some notable ones that... let's touch on because I don't think any of them were COVID related, to be honest with you, but
truth.
I think there were some.
Oh, were there?
John Prine, for starters.
Oh, okay. You caught me on that. Although Prine was hanging on.
Yeah.
Prine, but awesome.
Official.
Wow. It's more than one.
It's more than one.
There will be a list of that.
Okay,
where do we start, though?
Where do we start?
We start with Mr. Kobe Bryant. Unfortunately.
Wow.
It pains me to even...
Wow.
I can't believe I'm saying these words. He's gone.
I know, it's still...
His younger daughter, gone.
It still doesn't register.
You know, people who fly in the...
You know, he was in and out on the helicopter all the time.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that dude did an awful lot of stuff with the heli... He paid for the helicopter just so he could spend more time with kids.
Right, yeah.
And in family and all that. And, you know, obviously... Yeah. Obviously, he had the money and all that. But the thing is, his mindset was, I want to be involved. I want to be part of things.
Right.
And it's amazing. It's just a tragic end to a young man's life. Sure. Just young man.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It was the worst possible start to the new year. And I remember, was it the fourth or fifth?
Yeah, it was shortly after.
It didn't take very many days to get through 2019's eve.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Nah, you know? Good Damn. Point. Good point. God.
Well, who else we have? I'm Pat. Now we're all Chicago boys for the most part, living in and around and here for a long
By
time.
By and large.
By and large, yeah. By and large. We've all spent a lot of time here. Yeah. And obviously Chicago sports really, really big for us. And I know, and I was looking at some of the names. A lot of them come from my youth and kind of affected my love for sport in Chicago and stuff like that. But first off, I mean, Gale Sayers, the Kansas Comet.
Ooh, that's a rough one.
Here was a guy who you didn't really see him play at a top level for very long. because Kermit Alexander, I think it was, took out his knee.
Kermit Alexander.
That was the was clean play, dirty play. You recall?
He went low. Yeah. He went low.
That's how it was played, though.
You were tackling him. You were trying to tackle Gale Sayers, who is the most elusive running back of that era.
Kansas Connor.
I mean, you just saw him. He moved. I
have a picture of me and the wife with Gale Sayers.
Oh, yeah.
Charity, a breast cancer charity event to Peggy. Is it Peggy Coleman?
Coleman. K-O-M-E-N. Yeah.
A golf event.
Yeah.
And we had a chance to meet him. It was awesome. We got a couple photo opportunities. It was
very cool. Very cool.
Pretty fucking fly.
Wow.
But tied in with the Kansas Comet leaving us, there's a woman that passed away. Very notable, not only to Gale Sayers, but to the Chicago Bears in a bunch of different reasons and to Chicago sports. It was Jeannie Morris, who was ahead of her time, where she was a writer for the Daily News here. She was she went on TV. She was on WBBM Channel 2 for a long time. But she also wrote a short story called Brian Piccolo, A Short Season.
Oh,
so was and that
it turned into
Billy Dee Williams and James Caan.
Jimmy Caan.
Yeah.
Was he still playing Sonny Corleone in that one? Or is that
I don't know, but he had close. The same kind of hair. I love Brian Piccolo.
Crazy.
But I mean, it's kind of funny. It was so weird. When I saw that she had passed away, my thought was, oh, my God, Sayers died in the same year as Jeannie Morris, really penned something that we all, I mean, there's a lot of people, not only from Chicago, but outside of Chicago, really know that story.
Yeah.
And when you go back, I mean, you're talking about the 1960s, it was a black star and a white kind of has-been.
Yeah, embracing. It's similar to the baseball, equivalent, right?
Yeah. With
Jackie Robinson.
Oh, sure.
Pee-wee Reese.
Pee-wee.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Pee-wee Reese when he came up to Robinson.
Gave everyone the finger.
Like, so, that's kind of wild. Another one, and this is a sad one for me, because I grew to love the Bulls when Jerry Sloan was the guard. Their guard tandem was Jerry Sloan and Norm Van Leer, and they were the most fun, vicious defenders you ever want to watch. It was the NBA when you could beat the shit out of people.
WWF.
You might say fun, but a lot of people are not going to say fun. they could hold their own, man.
You know what? The Bulls were like the Bears' defense.
Sure.
It was like, we're going to make you miserable.
Yeah,
we may lose the game. We're going to make you miserable.
You're going to be in an ice tub.
But Jerry Sloan, which a lot of people, I think, a lot of younger people know him more as coach of the Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he and Norm Van Leer, one of the most exciting guard tandems that you could watch. And those two guys were best of friends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, here's Jerry Sloan, who grew up in, I think, Murfreesboro, Illinois, went to University of Evansville. Norm Van Leer was one of the coolest guys I've ever met in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Just so chill, smooth. And he was just fun stories. And he wasn't, braggadocious. He was just smooth.
Oh, right on.
And just a guy that you'd love to just sit. He'd probably sit there, talk beers, anything. It's great. But Jerry Sloan, truly, I think, one of the best Bulls players ever.
No, Sloan Hall of Fame player?
Sloan's Hall of Fame, well.
Or is it a body of work?
Bob Love on that team said that Sloan would have made the Hall of Fame on his defense alone.
Okay.
That's saying an awful lot. Sure. But Sloan was, without a doubt, he was up there. In that time,
Was he a city boy, or did he live out in the burbs, or not? Where did he live?
I don't know. That's a good question. Mm-hmm. When he was in Chicago, I'm not sure where those guys lived and mm-hmm. how that happened. But, he went to school. He went to school at a one-room grade school.
Damn. That's House in the Prairie fucking shit.
No shit. And I mean, this is small town shit. And
House in the Prairie.
He and Norm Van Leer were so cool.
I think he just lost half the audience.
All right. here's something. Here's something that the next notable Chicago death in Chicago sports, someone that you guys know better than I do, obviously. I know him, and I know him for another reason. Glenn Beckert, second baseman for the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah,
yeah.
'68 team, right?
Yeah, Beckert and Kessinger together.
Keystone, yeah.
Dead.
Sandler, also, third. Who was it first, Patty?
What's that?
Who played first?
His name was Ernie Banks.
First?
Ernie Banks was at first.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Ernie Banks started as a shortstop, moved over to first. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know
that. And then he hit Santo at third.
All right. I thought, and then.
So, I mean, that's a hell of an infield.
Then, what's his name? It was that hillbilly catcher.
Oh, God, I knew you were going to ask me that.
Rebel.
Billy Hutley.
Yeah. His son played. His son was terrible.
Yeah.
His son was terrible?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He got in on the name. But Beckert also, second career, was at the Wheat Pit at the Chicago Board of Trade.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Huh.
He had big-ass hands, man. They just amazing.
Wow.
Moving to my side of town.
South.
Chicago White Sox.
South side.
One, what are the probably most misunderstood star kind of athlete that I could remember in this town? Richie, call me Dick Allen. Just an incredible bat, a good defensive guy. Pictures of him smoking cigarettes on the bench.
Smoking heaters. There's a lot of smoking heaters in the dugout.
Smoking heat. Love the ponies. There are a lot of times they almost had to get people out at Hawthorne to get him to get to the game on time and shit like that. I mean, there are some stories that are wild as can be. But Richie Allen.
Hall of Fame? Not Hall of Fame, MVP? He won MVP, right?
He won an MVP with the White Sox.
72?
72, I believe. Okay. Did not spend many more years there because they couldn't afford to pay him, stuff like that. But incredibly dynamic player, misunderstood, but still just, he loved it in Chicago. He really liked it here.
Outfielder?
What's that?
Outfielder?
No, first baseman.
Okay, so first baseman.
I'll bet good glove, not great glove.
Okay.
Mediocre first baseman. Mediocre arm, yeah.
Just catch it.
But he's one of those guys that had that great power alley power.
Gotcha.
You know? And then sticking with Southside. A true Southsider. Ed Farmer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. St. Rita High School graduate. Did play for the White Sox. Was never really that good of a pitcher. Dependable bullpen guy, no big deal.
Right.
Probably was a much better color guy on radio with one of our favorite guys to call a game.
John Rooney. Listen, I will listen to Cardinals broadcast on Sirius XM just to listen to John Rooney.
Exactly. You know,
he's so good.
Farmer was rough when he moved over to the...
Yeah. That wasn't
when he moved over to the, you know...
The one spot.
Yeah. He was not a one.
Mm-mm, no.
He was not a one. And it was always a little forced with him and Darren Jackson.
Right.
So that was tough. But still, I knew he had specific health problems and had it for a long time.
Kidney, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was kidney problems. And I was shocked. I mean, I was shocked when I heard that he passed away.
Yeah.
And then last that I'll do in the sports category, but this is actually sports/sports media, and it's Jack Rosenberg. And Jack Rosenberg is really the guy that was the man behind WGN Channel 9 Sports. So he did,
pre-cable or when they became a superstation?
This is he was 40 years out. He was pre-cable.
Okay.
And he was the one. They were doing White Sox. They were doing Cubs. They had Bears stuff. They had Bulls stuff. They had Hawks stuff. And he had his hand in everything there. Mm. And he really was the one that probably took WGN to its prominence.
And he worked with Brickhouse,
Harry Carey.
Vince Lloyd.
Yeah.
Lou Boudreau.
Lou Boudreau. Yeah.
Boudreau. They're not saying boo.
They're saying Lou.
Boudreau.
Yeah, Boudreau.
Another Jack. starts with a Q, ends with a Quinlan. Jack Quinlan?
I'm sorry, who?
Okay. Crickets.
Where's your cricket app?
I'm looking at a website.
Okay, yeah.
Because I'm Quinlan. Not smart.
Was Quinlan, did he do Bears?
I think he did.
Because I know Brickhouse did some Bears.
Or in Irv.
Irv Cups in it.
Cups, yeah.
The lively art of conversation.
Sometimes a writer. Long time sometimes writer.
That's right.
Long time sometimes writer. Yeah. Had a show on PBS here in town, which was fascinating because it was the lively art of conversation. I don't know what the name of the show, but his thing was, it's the lively. And he brought a lot of different people together.
Jack Quinlan did play-by-play for the Cubs.
The Cubs. So. Wow. Oh. So before, when Brickhouse was probably doing TV.
So this is in 1960.
Wow. But nonetheless, I mean, this is a guy who touched an awful lot of people's sports life.
Sure.
But you probably didn't know. You knew the name, but you didn't know the story behind the name. And this guy really was the one that developed sports television and sports media in Chicago. So, you know, on that, that's some significant.
That's some significant losses in Chicago.
And I mean, that's.
Wow. You know, I was scrolling through just the other day, just the list, and it's just like, holy mackerel. You know, just, I pulled a few notables off of here that I think we all kind of. Kind of relate to. First one that came up was David Lander, better known as Squiggy, from Laverne and Shirley.
Wow. You know what? You couldn't have, if you would have paid me $1 million, I wouldn't have gotten his name. No, right?
Oh, I knew that one because, you know, it was a Michael
McKean.
We did a trivia event
1 year, and this was a question, and we all shipped
David Lander, who, you know, kind of touching on the sports theme, was a baseball scout in his later years because he just loved baseball. Yeah, I don't know. I think we might have been with the Angels.
He was a scout.
For the team. Because he just loved baseball.
Okay. Cool. Probably did it for free, right?
Like, probably, you know. So complication of MS, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next one up, probably a really huge figure in American history, Chuck Yeager. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Chuck Yeager.
He had the biggest balls of any pilot in the United States.
Fearless.
Suicide
anywhere.
Missions. Fearless. Every one of them. Yeah. Suicide missions.
He looks at astronauts like, meh. Whatever.
Wow.
You know, to get in a land-based rocket ship, would not know what's going to happen. Oh, dude, he's fearless.
He didn't give a shit. Let's go.
Chuck Yeager's got some stones, man.
If I'm going, I'm going.
If I'm not mistaken, I think he started out as a mechanic in the Air Force.
Yeah.
And he was like a lifer.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden became a pilot. Yeah.
Wow.
So you know how these things work inside and out.
That's an even better story when you really think about it. You know, because his life is an incredible story.
Oh, it's amazing.
But for him to start off as a
mechanic. Yeah, in the Air Force.
Wow.
Actually, it might have been the Navy at the time. There might not have been an Air Force at that juncture.
You know what? Before the Air Force, it was actually the Army Air Corps.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I have the words wrong, but it was the Air Force that we know it was a branch of an offshoot of the Army.
It was the Army. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. One of the authors of one of the greatest riffs in rock and roll, for my opinion, from Mississippi Queen, Leslie West and Mountain.
Wow.
Yeah. Leslie played at Woodstock.
No.
But got cut from the film.
No.
Yeah, because it probably editing purposes, yeah.
Wow. And like nobody knows this fucker.
I know, right? Alex Trebek.
Ooh. Oh.
Or I should say, who is Alex Trebek?
Yeah. Hey, that dude, I got to say, that dude fought pretty hard.
Oh.
Yeah, and he still was going.
Up until the end.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Canadian.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Our friends to the north.
America's hat.
one of your upcoming, if I'm not mistaken, one of your upcoming deceased was on a show with Alex Trebek.
Really?
And it will surprise you.
On his show with Alex Trebek, one of the upcoming,
don't know.
Survey says.
Who is?
Richard Dawson? What? I don't know.
No, it's not.
Who Who is Gil C?
I'll point it out when you.
Okay. Now I'm right. Now I'm intrigued.
It's tongue in cheek because it's not actually him. It's a formation of him. Go ahead.
Okay.
Bob Gibson.
Oh.
Bob Gibson, Don Drysdale.
Ouch.
1.21.
Amazing. Yeah, that was something like that.
It was.
He's the reason why they changed the mound height.
Yeah. Oh man. Can you name the college he went to?
Is he a Chanticleer?
No.
Charles
College. Middle of the country.
Oh geez. Kansas State.
No. Close.
University of Wichita.
In Nebraska. We'll just say in Nebraska. Creighton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, not a actually pretty decent.
Is that not the alma mater of a one Warren, don't call me Jimmy Buffett? He might have gone to Creighton too.
No way.
I believe so.
Is that why he's tight with Warren?
I think.
Warren Buffett?
No. Warren, don't call me Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Two Buffetts.
No, I don't know. I don't think he went to. No, he went to Harvard.
Are you guys speaking fucking English?
we'll edit
this
out.
Talking about Warren Buffett.
We're going to edit this out in post.
The Oracle of Omaha.
I didn't bring my Dakota ring.
who's still alive. No, I'm sorry. You threw me off.
With all the Buffets.
That's all right. It's a buffet? No, it's not a buffet.
Okay. Let's
Eddie Van Halen, man. Oh. I think for Mr. Rocky and myself, growing up at a certain age, hearing Van Halen 1 and Eruption, and You Really Got Me. I mean, I'm getting chills now.
All of them.
Just amazing.
I appreciate the wonderful guitar playing Eddie Van Halen.
Just revolutionary.
There's no doubt about it, yeah.
I mean, he's in the pantheon.
He is. I took this one hard, man.
Yeah.
I think I might have shed a tear over this one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. As far as innovators, you got your Hendrix. Okay.
Yeah.
Eddie Van Halen. And you know, I think you got Tom Morello, too, from Rage. Mm-hmm. It's up there, too. But he doesn't get the do, but he's, you know, rock solid.
Let me ask you this. So does he get kind of overshadowed? And don't take this wrong, because he was skirting that kind of hairband era sort of thing at the time. And, you get a lot of people always say Clapton.
Sure.
And you know, Keith Page, Richards. I think Eddie Van Halen somehow gets overshadowed because he wasn't as hard as his. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
maybe his technique is...
It's his dexterity and just it's hard to
replicate. You know,
And Blues and Page are blues guys.
Yeah,
you know, and they're dexterity. I mean, I think
it's different Clapton dexterity
is,
though.
You know, it is. Yeah. It is.
I don't think each would easily do the reverse.
No, I don't see Van Halen playing with Cream, nor do I see Clapton playing with Van Halen.
No, but you know where I'm going. You know where I'm going with that, because a lot of pundits would be,
you know, you can enjoy both. It's not apples and oranges. You know, it's apples to apples. It's like they're just incredible guitarists that, you know, kind of revolutionized.
Yeah. No, I agree. You know? I mean, you really can hear it. You know, you can almost like see that.
Yeah.
Just playing with those strings where it's like, wow.
And you hear an Eddie Van Halen riff, you know it's an Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, yeah. You're not sitting there and guessing. You're right.
No,
that's a good one. Okay.
Sean Connery.
He was on Jeopardy.
You're
stupid. You're stupid, bitch. You don't know what you're talking about.
What was he infamous for? Because we got to talk about that.
I didn't see the interview. You talking about Barbara Walters?
Yes.
Okay. Go with it.
He smacks his wife around. Apparently, is the thing.
Some ladies like to be choked. Is it a choking thing?
The way he explained it to Barbara Walters was hilarious.
Okay. Domestic abuse. For the record, domestic abuse is not.
I'm going to backtrack on that.
Yeah. Let's rephrase. Counselor, please rephrase.
It was shocking, and what he said was basically that his wife, when she doesn't back off of some kind of a conflict. After give it a second try or something, he gets a bag of sand.
Whoa.
And it's like, I didn't, and the way he was telling it, he was thinking to himself, well, in fairness, I gave her two previous chances to drop it, and she wouldn't.
Wow.
Yeah. Boom. And Barbara, oh boy. It's just like, her eyes got like this big. It's like, wow, he's saying this on live TV.
Wow. Well,
wow.
Anyways, that, sorry to stain you, Sean Connery, but what the fuck? No hitting women. No.
Hey, you were Bond, like man. You were like one of the coolest actors because you had the cool role.
He was for my money, he is James Bond.
Yeah.
He is James Bond.
There's Pussy Galore.
Yeah. Fred Willard.
Ooh. Oh. Funny.
Known originally from.
Martin Mull.
Yeah. Starts with a Fernwood.
Fernwood Tonight.
Ends with a Tonight.
Fernwood Tonight.
For those of you out there who have never seen Fernwood Tonight, do yourself a favor.
And check it out.
It is ahead of its time.
Fred Willard played the perfect dupe.
Yeah.
Oh. You know that his the way he had this facial just look and body look of stupidity.
Spinal Tap. Chris Guest movies.
I mean, just incredible. just a bumbling sort of boob that you loved and didn't know the joke, but he was the joke.
Yeah.
And he just played it so well.
Just ran with it. Yeah, best in show.
Played it so
so funny.
Yeah, just played it so much.
Can you believe in some countries they actually eat these beautiful animals? How much do you think I can bench press?
Oh, man. Wow. Fred Willard. You know what? I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Ken Osmond.
Oh, boy.
Better known as Eddie Haskell.
No. Yeah. Oh, another Eddie. Exactly.
Eddie Haskell.
Exactly. Oh, I don't think we're going to drill too deep on Eddie Haskell.
No, yeah. Respect.
Last one I got on here.
Uh-huh.
Neil Peart.
Ouch.
Rush drummer. Ouch. Arguably the greatest drummer, rock drummer of all time.
Now, Lucy, my lovely wife, that's her favorite band, isn't it, Rush?
Well, it's not. She actually hates Rush. And
why do I play it all the time?
Because I always goad you into playing it. It's just like, please, play the entire side of one of 2112 because it's only 24 minutes. Yeah. Then we're going to go Working Man, and then we're going to go Bastille Day. And then we're going to go side one of Moving Pictures.
Oh, man.
At that point, she's throwing wine at us and walked out of the room. So
you guys.
Yeah.
Just her throwing wine, not the good stuff.
Oh, no, of course. That's the barefoot box that she throws at us. So.
All right. Hey, Rocky, what do you got? You got any people that left us?
I guess I got a couple things. Mm-hmm. I got about 300,000 deaths that I would like to be respectful and acknowledge the people that I don't know. Oh, a couple that I do, probably. But anyways, it's just
staggering.
We're staggering. Doing a year in review, and it would be, you know, remiss to not.
It would be an insult.
It would be an insult. And
something that definitely has turned us all upside down, around and between and betwixt, whatever you want to say. Yeah. And the fact that something like that can take over a world and really change our lives.
Yeah? Especially in this country. We could spend the next 2 hours debating the politicization of this whole, you know.
We could, but you know what?
But
we're not going to.
You know what? there's other podcasts out there that do it 100 times better with actual facts.
Well, we never let facts get in the way of a real big story.
Exactly.
Yeah, we do reverse reporting on the facts.
We want to make you interested, listening audience. And then you go figure out why we're wrong.
Then you realize that we're bumbling idiots.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. Hi, I'm a bumbling idiot.
These guys don't know what they're talking about.
Yes, we fucking do.
Well, in our minds, we do. So and that's all that counts. So fuck everybody else.
Yeah. No, but if we stumble up or state a fact, we're gonna call it out because don't presume anything.
Yeah,
anything we say is accurate, no doubt, unless we specifically call it.
So you know what happens. You know what they say, if you presume something, it makes a pre out of you and me.
Wow.
What?
But so the number is over 300,000?
Domestic.
Yeah. And it reached like 1 million cases, right? Yeah. Or just did?
Yeah.
It's 10% of the total deaths. We had a huge most ever, I think, in U.S. history.
Recently.
Three million deaths in 2020 all in.
Wow.
Was it really?
All causes.
Wow.
COVID being clearly the winner.
Sure.
The leading killer. Wow.
Yeah. I shouldn't assume that.
It has to be Rocky. It has to be.
Yeah, it's true enough.
You know, but you're going to see a lot of externalities occurring, especially from these shutdowns too.
Yeah.
You know, suicides are up.
Yeah.
You know, and not just from service people and police officers, but the general populace too. So. Yeah. You know, something's got to get done. No, so.
100%.
Okay.
All right, so
on that note,
speaking of beer and Oberlin Brewing, which you can find online. In fact, I'm holding that's an empty can. We have to fix that. That's brand new, right off the fucking line. Actually, this is a brand new. This is their first new brew released in 2021 of Old Irving Brewing OIB. How do you say this properly?
Hokum.
Okay, I got it right.
Hokum.
Yeah, very, very southwest and
pretty psychedelic,
can.
Too.
Yeah.
I thought I was taking LSD
this is what
when
I'm,
I looked at
we're talking about
that.
People for old men like us, Patty, Eddie, and myself. Hoppy lager is the description.
Yeah.
And that's about right. We had this for the first time today. 5.5. So just
drinkable
food.
I think it's a perfect
it's
match
fabulous.
With food.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
100%. But get you some. We'll give it a little love on the interweb.
Oh yeah, no.
So you guys can all check it out.
And I think this thing's going to have legs. I have a funny feeling that you're going to see this thing year round cuz that's just a good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
If you live in and around the Chicagoland area, come get some that's currently available at the brewery in cans.
I did. Disto next week, I think.
I did. December. I have to admit, I was a good boy. Stopped on the way over here.
You were a good soldier.
Pulled in. Picked up this, and I've got another surprise for you guys.
Oh, good. A bum of the week. He's trying to kind of buy our candidacy for bum of the week.
I like that.
Do you know?
You know what? Hey.
So
bum of the week.
Why not?
This is a new thing.
Oh, that's
right,
the thing.
Cool.
But 2021, we got to start some new
but being a bum, but being a bum of the week actually is a good thing.
Yeah.
That's true.
So
it's a good thing. It's like an award.
See, because why do you think we are the bums of Manarchy? Yeah. Because it's just we're fucking awesome.
All right,
you can't be a mensch. You can't be mensch of the week. No. You could, but
you
bum
could,
is
but
better.
No.
So.
Yeah.
One of my buddy's wives, they were cocktailing, her and my buddy Packer Jim, and she called us the moobs of Manarchy. I don't know if it was on mistake or on purpose, but he's not on social media, but she is. So
moobs, huh? Do we need
and,
a man's ear for those moobs?
At like midnight last night, giggling like a schoolgirl. what we're gonna do is zap in through Zoom or better yet, Blue Jeans video conferencing. We're gonna stream him in, and we're gonna get to meet Packer Jim. He's gonna be a guest at some point.
Or we can just drive from the burbs and sit his ass in this fourth chair.
Or we could just do that too, depending on the optics. So. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Year in review. This is episode number 5, Cinco, right? The Cinco. We're going to take a short break while we refill our beer glasses.
See, very much so.
We'll see you in just a moment.
Awesome.
All right, welcome back. Boy, year in review.
Oh.
Year in review. It's just a painful episode.
What,
to a certain extent.
1820? Year in review? Yeah. Review?
I'm
sorry.
What would be interesting is to dig in a little bit. You know, obviously the 800-pound gorillas in the room are the election, obviously, and COVID stuff, though. Cramping our sports style.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. Second order effects, people. Come on, prioritize this shit.
Externalities.
How does fucking Japan feel about 2020? They're Olympic. I mean, everything that you put together, everything you had going. See you later.
Even though
it's coming back in 21, you still don't know.
But you knew with Japan, they were ready on time.
Oh, yeah.
Not like Greece.
Oh.
Greece is still pouring concrete during the opening ceremony.
Russia was even worse, dude.
Oh, my God.
It'll be dry by the time. No, it won't.
Russia, when they did that. What was that bullshit Sochi.
Eurotrash.
This is a triple Beezer kicking in now. Apparently,
you know what? I gotta say one thing about triple Beezer. I'm triple the buzz. Wow.
That's a man's beer. I got no business drinking this, man.
You know what? Woo! I've got more hair on my chest now.
Are you talking about OIB again?
OIB Triple Beezer is let's just say, you want hair on your chest.
Not
drink some of that.
Not for the week, man. Holy mackerel.
Well, I'm drinking it, but wow. Hello, goodbye.
This is a splitter, that's for sure. Yeah.
I may be speaking Greek at the end of this.
Yeah, hide your keys. You're not sure. Get your Uber app working.
Yeah. I live around the corner. I have to cab it.
I'm not going to cab it. I'm fucking Uber blacking it.
Do you guys have an old radio flyer in your wagon that you could like pull, you know, have one of the kids pull me back to my house?
We do.
It's just plastic one. We went through the metal one.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not man enough to drink a lot of Triple Beezer because it is good. And it would get me in so much freaking trouble.
I think this is a 16-ounce can?
Yeah.
You want to split this with three other people at minimum.
Yeah.
And two of those people you want to get so messed up that you don't want to talk to them again.
And one of them's not your Uber driver.
Yes, that is correct. But 10.0.
Yeah.
It's an ass kicker.
Yep. Yes.
So COVID also fucked up our golf.
Fucking golf, everything.
Everything. You
know, British Open. Think about this. British Open. You know, the Open just said, I give them credit, though. They just said, this is too weird, too many wild things, too many variances. Let's just wait. Yeah. Let's just pull back. Let's just wait.
Yeah. Not the end of the world.
I give the NCAA, the game, and I don't throw that out too often. NCAA. They cut the cord on the
early adopters for sure. Yeah.
And aggressively.
And that is how much of a chunk of the finances is tied to that?
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. I mean,
huge.
Yeah. No, it was huge. That was kind of a shocker when that happened.
Yeah.
That gave kind of perspective. It's like, okay, this is serious business.
This shit's real. Yeah.
It's
sucked.
Well, I know. March. I know.
Dude, come on. Dude.
March Madness.
Oh, the first weekend is the best.
My God.
Are they gonna
best? What's the talk? What's the early chatter? I haven't looked online.
Everything's in Indianapolis.
Right. Oh, they're bubbling it. That's smart.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Everything's in Indiana.
So this is the silver lining of 2020, people, is able to sort this stuff out, do it safe, and at least more safe.
Right.
Contain this shit.
What I've read thus far is... Players, coaches, personnel have to show 7 negative tests.
Wow.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Wow.
And everything's housed in Indiana. You're going to have Lucas Oil Field. You're going to have Assembly Hall at Bloomington. My daughter's soon-to-be alma mater.
What's
Butler
the
field house? Butler.
But no, but what's where the Pacers play? So they're probably going to use that too.
They'll use any facility.
Well, they probably use.
Where's Butler at? What's that called? Hinkle.
Hinkle Field.
Yeah, they're playing there.
Hey, we got to do
it. Called Hinkle Field?
Yeah, Hinkle Field House.
It's Hinkle Field House. We got to do a trip down there.
Yeah.
That's where they filmed. That was the Hoosiers.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's where Indiana used to have their high school championships.
Oh, right on.
Having no March Madness was. Deep built, I mean, it was terrible.
Whew. Well, in perspective.
Wow,
it was no Kobe crash.
No. True. But, you know, the thing is, March Madness was a thing that just hit us square in the face right off the bat.
Especially as a country. Because this is something that the whole country a large segment of the country, even marginal basketball fans.
Right.
Like Rocky's wife here, she's out of her mind when it comes to March Madness. Yeah. She's like an authority on every game. Do you see this?
I want the Chanticleers.
Exactly. So much fun.
Yeah. My brother-in-law, Lucy's brother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
Doe, let's call him.
Yeah.
His pseudonym.
Dope.
No, not Dope, Doe.
Oh, I wanted to call him Dope.
So he's also a graduate of the same school okay. as my wife.
Okay.
And I think it was just after we got married, he and I went to a local, what's the place across from Wrigley Field?
Cubby?
Not Cubby, the other way.
Slugger. Oh, we have a winner.
Very good. So
we're going to say High Tops. So when we were at High Tops.
Yes.
With Doe.
All right, Sean Connery.
High Tops. Yes. High Tops.
With the brother-in-law watching March Madness.
Right.
And we were there for 10 hours straight.
Yes, you were.
Two meals. And I think maybe some appetizers or something.
So they still had the Taco Bell right there, right?
Yeah,
Did you guys do a Taco Bell run? Well, did you run for the border?
We did not. We didn't run for the border.
That's on the other side of Clark.
It is on the other side of Clark.
You're on the back side of Wrigley.
Oh,
High Top.
We were east of there.
You know what? You're right. Wow.
Taco Bell was on Addison.
Yeah. Quite a little bit east.
Whoa. Hey.
Then we walked out. Fuck off. It was like probably right before the sun was coming on, really.
Wow. You know,
being locked up in.
Because that's the thing. You start at like 11. You start at like 11 o'clock in the morning. And you seriously can go.
Dude, the whole 9 yards.
You got to pace yourself, though, man.
Yeah, it was fun, though. We were shy.
Did you just say you got to pace yourself, this group? Pacing?
Pacing
is maybe like putting a glass of water in front of me.
No.
That's the only pacing that I do.
No. It was not last year, before last. Patty had his back was kind of jacked up. So I went to OIB, met Jeff Lindemeyer.
Yeah.
And OIB, a proprietor, and a couple other people were watching that. And then went over to Pat's afterwards and just got, it was a shit show.
Blotto.
Yeah, I live around the corner from Pat. I drove to Pat's house and I walked home because, like, this man's going to have to stay here because there's no way I can navigate an alley. But I was being responsible.
That's responsible?
That's responsible.
I give you, wow, that's pretty awesome. I don't know how you did that.
Yeah.
Well, you are truly a man of the world when you say that.
I know.
But yeah, for us, missing March Madness.
Oh, Patty.
Because there's no more fun.
That first weekend, dude. Oh, my God.
Because, you'll have these little guys obviously beating up on the small guys, and all of a sudden you just get somebody where end of a game, you know who's gonna hit the shot. It's just beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, especially when a UVA gets whacked by
Maryland Baltimore County.
So University of Maryland, Baltimore County. UMBC, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
so the first time a 16 knocked off a one.
A one, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about that.
Dude, that busted everybody's brackets. Everybody had Virginia going deep.
I know, because they were Virginia stalwarts. Yeah, they were defensive stalwarts. Man, that's good.
Oh, they're going to choke everybody out.
See, that's the beautiful thing about it is, sometimes you just got to fade everybody.
Somebody's
gonna shit the bed.
Yeah.
So
who did it best? You think about big sports, MLB, NHL, NBA, NFL. We got to see a little bit of each during 2020. Again, this is the year in review. So that being said,
okay, good point.
Who did it best? Who did it worst?
Hockey and basketball did the best.
Did the best.
Yeah, because they isolated
the bubble concept. And there were two in hockey, right? Or more?
Two in hockey. They had two.
There was Toronto and Edmonton. Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So both correct. Canadian.
Yeah, everything was north of the border. Because I think there's the travel restrictions that the Canadian government imposed. Yeah. So they kept everybody north.
Rightfully so, because Americans are fucking stupid.
Well, there is that. This is why the Raptors have to find different lodging for this year, and the Blue Jays couldn't play in Toronto last year.
Right, they played in Buffalo.
They did.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays did. Okay. At the AAA affiliate, right? Yeah. So, yeah, I would say NHL, NBA.
Yeah, MLB, I think that, I'm sorry, Eddie, but MLB pissed me off because they could have started playing baseball earlier than they did.
You can't blame them for being cautious and trying to get their shit together.
I think, Rocky, I understand what you're saying, but I think they were more dragging feet to make sure they...
I agree. Major League Baseball has declining viewership, correct?
Uh-huh.
Declining interest, correct? Had they launched 4th of July weekend, that was a prime marketing opportunity for this sport...
Bingo.
...to engage new fans, old fans. There was nothing else going on. They had a captive audience. And Rob Manfred and ownership, they dropped the ball on it.
Absolutely.
And you know what? It would have been a good sell for the country as well. But they didn't.
It would have been a calming thing. Even though even though you don't have fans in the stands, but just the fact that you would have had baseball, you still could control it.
Sure.
You still could control it because, you know, baseball, okay, you got 25, 26 players, coaches, stuff like that.
Expand the roster.
But you could still just really control, you know, that effort. You could have said, okay, here's the deal. All the Midwest teams, you're going to play in Chicago. Okay, you're either going to play at Wrigley Field or you're going to play at Guaranteed Rate.
Or Milwaukee, too.
You could have good point.
Expand.
So you could have bubbled them. Sure. You could have done the East Coast easily. Teams. You probably could have said New York. You got City Field, and you've got Yankee Stadium, and you have Philadelphia. You could have gone down to because that's less than an hour away.
Sure. So, West Coast, you got SoCal, you got Golden Gate. You know, you got two stadiums there.
Well, you got or then you also have LA. You could have gone Dodgers, Angels, and then let's throw the Padres.
Yeah.
So. God, I'm a fucking genius, man.
You are.
Can
we get a time machine and get back Manfred?
I mean,
is there a sound effect for a time machine?
No, there's not.
Here, I'll do it.
I'll get my interns working on it, you guys.
I mean, that could have been something that really that was realistic that they could have done. Even if they would have done the first month that way.
4th of July, captive audience, Americana, baseball, Bingo. Chevrolet. Apple pie.
Bingo.
You know?
Okay. Yeah,
what are you going to do?
Are we saying that the NFL was the worst in terms of the handling and the process and the...
I wouldn't go so far as to say the worst, just because you look at the type of sport that it is too, man. It's going to be like, you're right on top of each other. Yeah. The fact that they were able to kind of essentially pull off the entire season as they did with a few delays.
I think the amazing thing to me is that they defaulted to having... it local in each city.
Uh-huh.
So in Kansas City, you're going to have 25% of the people. And, you know, more liberal places, they're blue in color. You may have...
How many were Soldier this
zero.
Year? Zero. Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah. Lambo. I don't think they had...
No.
No, Lambo had family and friends.
Yeah exactly.
They're apparently doing up to 10,000 or maybe a little less.
Yeah.
Same brother-in-law has season tickets.
But you know fans in the stands notwithstanding, we're talking about personnel on the field.
Yeah.
And you know they were able to kind of, with the exception of some Steelers weeks, they got pushed back and pushed back.
Yeah.
You know,
that was bullshit though. That Ravens game. There was a Ravens game.
Yeah, it was Ravens Steelers.
Steelers, right?
It was a Sunday night game,
and so maybe that's one reason that this was not as well handled, but you can't keep doing that.
It wasn't, you know what, it's Rocky. So it wasn't uniform.
They weren't put in COVID protocol, or they were put in COVID protocol, but it wasn't equally applied in terms of the
as far as that Ravens team is concerned.
Yeah, it's like sorry, but if your players on game day, pre-scheduled game day, gay don't pass, then you're sitting on the bench.
Yeah,
you miss a game.
Yeah.
You can't adjust the schedule and push it out for one game, but not all games.
Well, okay, so if I'm a Denver Broncos fan and I had zero quarterbacks and I had to start a wide receiver who had to dabble a little bit in high school, understood.
I got it,
understood. So why is it okay for the Ravens?
That's why I think the
NFL. Yeah.
And not the
Broncos. Well, there's also a pushback, too, on this whole Steelers-Browns playoff game coming up. Where you have a lot of Browns, including the head coach, are going to be sidelined because of positive tests.
And they haven't practiced.
Yeah.
They have not practiced.
So there's talk of pushing the game back. But the winner of that game is going to be at a competitive disadvantage going into the following week because of lack of rest and lack of opportunity to prepare for a playoff game.
But the thing is, if you're going to push back, how do you fucking push it back? How do you,
you can't push it back?
You
got to go with it. You got to go with it. Or you push everything back, and then all of a sudden the Super Bowl will be played in the middle of March.
I think it. Here's the thing: with it's all or nothing right now, guys.
Yeah.
For me, it's all or nothing. If you're in, if your people are sick, that's your
fucking problem. Expand the roster.
And you know the thing is, all these professional sports, all of them really did try very hard to limit this. It just shows you how fucked this disease is. That it's you know, who knows where these guys are catching? Are they catching it when they go home? Is the coach, you know, do you have the dude? Who was the dude that was at his baby mama's birthday party at a strip club or something like that?
If he had a baby mama birthday party at a strip club, who?
That tells you an awful lot right there.
Wow.
And I don't even,
well, there's a reason why Dwayne Haskins is out of a job.
And he deservedly so.
Yeah. You know, hope he gets a second crack. Hope he learns a lesson. You know,
he's
a young fella.
I could give a shit. You know, here's the thing. You sign a nice contract.
Sure.
I get it. You're a little guaranteed, boom, boom, boom.
Local kid. But as far as the Washington football team is concerned.
But dude, here's the thing. You got to be a pro.
Yeah.
Because if you're a pro and you win in Washington, you win in a place like Washington, you are a fucking god.
It's still a small market.
Yeah.
It's a small market team.
You are a god because everybody in Washington will love you.
Oh, they put Teasman on a pedestal. They put Gibbs as a deity.
Yeah. And I get that.
Gibbs. I mean, he's got three rings.
That's the cool thing about professional football. That's the cool thing about professional football.
Yeah.
Is you still have that thing where if you're the dude, you're a guy.
It's kind of crazy. The hero worship that goes associated with it. It's crazy. Jesus Christ.
Don't get me started.
Bears. You throw 85 bears out. You say that and everything. You've got people that are passing out right in front of you. Sorry to bring that guys up.
I've got the vapors.
I know, but you know.
You're right. You're 100% right. This is why I want the Bears to win another Super Bowl so you can quit talking about the 85 Bears. Yeah. Please. Wow.
And you know what? I want them to win it in such a convincing fashion to just say,
it's the moon
fuck
to
you.
Us. It's the moon to us. Yeah. All right. Well, again, it being year in review episode.
Okay. Right? All right.
Last part. Let's knock this out. The FanDuel's bet of the year.
Bet of the year.
So who's leading out? Because it's not me. I have no.
I think Patty should lead. I know where he's going with this one. Lead us out, Patty.
And I'm smiling right now. Bet of the year was a very nice one for me. I'll just say that.
Do tell.
I did not spend a great deal of money on it. I only spent $10. But it had to do with a particular professional golfer that went to a particular Jesuit school in southwestern Ohio.
The greater Northern Kentucky region?
No, it's southwestern Ohio.
I see.
I put $10 on Jason Kokrak to win the CP Cup, which was played at Shadow Creek in Las Vegas.
Shadow Creek.
Which, if we ever get a chance, guys,
let's go.
We're going because Shadow Creek is this is a beautiful
2025.
Course.
2025.
Vegas.
Beautiful course in the middle.
Staying at your brother.
I know. Beautiful course in the middle. In Vegas, you would never know that this course is that close to Las Vegas. That being said, after day two, Jason Kokrak was a few shots off the lead. I got him at $6,500, so my $10 paid out $650.
That's crazy.
And he had not won a golf tournament yet.
Yeah, really.
A good player had not won, anytime he'd get close, faulted.
$100 bet would have been nice there.
Oh, no kidding. Tempted a couple times to
Goodwill Hunting.
Oh man. Do the math on that. Yeah. That'd be nice. But tempted a couple times to pull the plug and take the cash out. Stuck with it.
Let it ride.
$650 on just a $10 bet.
That's crazy.
And that's just one where you go, wow.
Yeah, we should end with that one because there's no top in that one.
Well, no, I just want to make you guys feel bad.
Yeah, well,
when it comes to listen, or not, when it comes to betting on FanDuel, it's like I'm darts here.
No,
Speaking of darts.
I don't know if that went off yet. I don't know what happened with that.
It's probably something for 2 years from now.
Whatever. Who knows?
You bet so on anyway, something that hasn't even anyway, been done yet.
What they're giving me the business about is that I saw there was some kind of betting on darts on FanDuel.
You just happened to see it. You were digging.
It was late one evening and I wanted to bet on darts.
Well, I have a rule. Don't get it. Don't open FanDuel if you had a couple of drinks.
Oh, no.
So.
No,
and I don't always listen to my laws here.
And don't bet angry.
Oh,
don't bet angry.
Don't be chasing.
Well, I did chase the other night. I have to be honest with you.
No, it's some dart term. So I did a parlay. I have no idea.
Yes,
it was $3 all in. Whatever.
Can you parlay a dart
tournament?
I don't
know. You take the winners. I don't know.
Oh my god!
I just took. Okay. I took all the favorites, but it was Texas A&M Texas game, and I took A&M to win, or I took the points rather, and it was looking good, and they're hanging in there, and then all of a sudden I get a buyout opportunity because I'm seeing what Texas is starting to do. So I take the buyout opportunity, then I flip it, and then take the money line with the Longhorns, and they came back and won in overtime.
No,
oh yeah,
wow,
oh yeah. So
nice move.
Yeah, it worked out well.
Sometimes that's a beautiful. I think a lot of times. It's better for us, instead of betting when the game's about to start, let the game start going.
Sure.
And see how it goes. Yeah. I've been more successful doing that.
See how it shakes out? Sure, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, my best bets of the 2020 were probably grudge fuck bets. I call them that. It's probably not an acceptable or acknowledged statistical field or label. However,
it is a category.
It is now.
Grudge. 100%.
Grudge, fuck, bets. Grudge, that way?
It's good. So let me scroll here. Grudge, fuck. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yeah. So those are bets where, as a Bears fan, for instance,
oh boy,
I will put a lot of money on the Green Bay Packers until proven otherwise that the Bears can actually come close to beating them.
I've been money with the Packers most of the year.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm like,
yeah.
Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah, no. They did well with covering.
Well,
fuck them.
The Chiefs, on the other hand.
Not so much.
Big spreads.
Chiefs.
No.
They're falling off the pace pretty
but
quick.
But also, too, though, Jets with the big points covered a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's... I think, Rocky, one of your theories is, like, you see big spreads, take the points.
It is. You do.
Yeah.
You do.
Especially in the pros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, they're high odds, too.
I hate that shit. You know, that always gets me queasy.
Well, I love the moxie on the darts.
Yeah, yeah, you know what? So all the proceeds from that A&M have been lost on four guys that throw darts that I've never heard of. So.
Okay. All right.
Whatever.
Two of them are named Nigel. All
right. Exactly. There's an Ian in there, too.
Simon. There's got to be Simon.
All right. That I'll give you. I'll give you that. But, I mean... I've caught myself so many fucking times getting angry bets out.
Oh, that's when you get into trouble.
And that is so much trouble. And it's like, fucking these motherfuckers are going to win. And unfortunately, the beloved Bears have bit me in the ass so many times this year. Because it's just like, God, that six-game losing streak, I'm so stupid.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Take a number.
I am just thinking that they are. Yeah, it's just like, you know, I am just like, I'm willing them to win because it's like, fuck you. You're going to do it. You're going to make. And it's like, you idiot.
Yeah.
You idiot. Just back the fuck off. When you see that shit going on, back off.
Then they play the Texans and you take the other one.
Yeah, there's no way.
I'm all in on the Texans. There's no way the Bears are winning this.
That defense is really good and our offense sucks.
There's no undo button either.
No.
They dangle the buyout or whatever they call it on there, but that's not really an undo button.
Okay.
It can't be.
What I got to stay away from on FanDuel.
Darts?
I'm all in on darts.
Dude, curling?
Dude, darts and MMA. The fact that you even found darts.
Fuck yeah, I was there. It's not going to bet on itself.
I am worried about you.
Oh, dude.
I am sending you to GA right now. I'm sending you to GA right now.
Yeah.
GAAA. The fact that you even found fucking darts. All darts. Guys drinking beer, throwing darts in a fucking bar, and they're probably English motherfuckers to begin with.
You know what? The fact that we've gotten this mileage out of it, it's worth $3.
Okay. So, $3. Yeah. Wow. You know, three large, you mean.
Well, let me put it this way. My girls are going to be going to community college. I got to break that news to them. Girls, if you're listening, don't listen.
The train has left the station already.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what the weirdest thing I've bet on.
Yak racing?
Oh, that would be wild.
Yeah, yak.
The fact that somebody gets a spread out.
Yak open?
It's probably curling semifinals.
I'd bet on curling.
Have you?
Yeah, what? No, if they had it, I would.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm
going to
go try it, actually.
Wow. We should go curling.
Let's go. All right.
Although
there's a house up north, like in Wilmette.
Yeah. Is it really?
Oh, yeah. No, in Northbrook, I think.
Yeah.
It's something close like enough. That. Yeah. Let's there's. Go. Yeah. It's,
yeah.
Yeah it's,
oh, I'm down
it's
with that.
It's dope ass shit.
It's like, right, it's like bowling with a broom.
We'll do a review.
I think the thing for me is I've.
Oh, I'll be good. It's like horseshoes.
We can't even play bocce.
Oh, we can play bocce just fine.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Back off, boys. Back off.
Get a mouse in your
yes, back. Yes, we could play bocce. And we could play bags. And well, we have the summer championship to prove it.
So right, for we'll everybody out there that may have mistakenly downloaded this podcast, when we get Nikki Fishhooks out here, we'll drill down on what Patty was just referring to.
Yeah, he's going to be our inaugural guest.
He has to be.
Yeah,
he's an honorary bum.
But he's a bum.
He's a total
he's a bum ass so motherfucker.
We're going to close here in just a bit, but before we do, we want to give a couple shout outs. Yeah. So, Nikki Fishhooks, guest.
Absolutely.
In our next
Absolutely.
Episode, we are going to cover some material that was actually brought to us through our social media channel, Bums of Manarchy, and on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. We're not on Facebook. You know why? Because
Facebook can go fuck itself.
Fuck Facebook.
We might be on MySpace at some point. So.
We're on MySpace somewhere. But Twitter and Instagram are our main feeds.
Right. Yeah.
We have a really our fan of the fan of the year, let's call him, is our buddy Sam from Phoenix, Arizona area.
Sam.
Phoenix, Arizona area.
Whoa.
I think he's also a pilot.
Oh.
Wow. In
spare time. But his suggestion.
And a stripper, too.
No strippers.
Okay.
But he's a good dude.
One would hope.
Yeah. Well, hope's not a strategy. So walked into that one.
So
we
want to
give him a shout out because we're going to cover a topic for him or with him and with him in mind in episode 6.
All right.
It's going to be cool.
Right on.
Awesome.
What other
shout
outs? Gentlemen, who am I missing
respect to everybody in 2020 that is no longer with us, COVID related, infamous, other causes, whatever. John Prine. I was late to the boat on that one.
John Prine.
All the college basketball coaches that are Hall of Fame. You know, it's the list is on and on and on. Yeah. So thanks everybody that has actually kind of again stumbled into our nonsense.
Our world.
Oh, good point. We are at 105 episode downloads.
Okay.
Wow.
For Bums of Manarchy. Tell your friends, right? And don't give up on us because this is a...
And tell people you don't like,
2020.
Too.
Here.
Everyone's got to do one of these 2020 year reviews, and they all suck. So
Ours didn't suck.
Ours was spectacular.
Well, because my hair looked fucking good during the whole thing. So.
And triple Beezer.
That seems to be the trend.
Triple. Ooh, jeez. Yeah. Let me do this. Shout out to you guys. Eddie and Rocky, very cool. I'm glad that...
Well done.
You know what? We were sitting around people and just came up with this idea that let's do it. And I got to give Rocky a great deal of credit where we said, you know, what the fuck? Why don't we're sitting around drinking at a bar, on our back porches, shooting the shit.
And let's do a podcast.
Let's do a podcast.
Yeah, he's the chief enabler.
And he Believe me, he got the Mac Daddy stuff going. Yeah, no,
it's dope, man.
It works.
And here's what the thing is. We do want to hear from you guys. We do want to hear.
This is important.
Give us some ideas.
Yep. Yeah.
Give us some questions.
We listen. Sam from the Phoenix area can attest to the fact, as being fan of the year, we listen to input from our fans if we do nothing.
Yeah. So I'm interested to hear what the Sam wants to know. This is interesting.
Well, we're going to talk about that in the next episode.
All right, next episode.
Is episode 6.
So all right, people.
Closing episode out five. Episode yes. 5, first one of 2021.
Yes, we rock.
You will hear from us soon.
Namaste, bitches.
Namaste from the Bums, bitches.